want to just call really quick.
Blog Talk Radio.
213-943-3688. Say something.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
What's up?
Oh, this is me. Okay, great. All right, let's start.
Go! Olive oil to lubricate his balls instead of peanut oil.
What? I can't hear you. I'm mute.
We're neither streaming nor recording.
No. Yeah, I was just testing the audio.
Oh, okay. I thought the muting meant we were going.
Yeah. I was just making sure I had the right plan.
Did you know that the file started in the middle, like Chuck starts talking in the middle of a sentence?
Yeah. I zoomed ahead just to make sure it was the right one.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Recording in progress.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. This week, we kick off No Nut November, which, if I understand it correctly, is the month when Rob uses olive oil to lubricate his balls instead of peanut oil. Weird to dedicate a whole month to this on a national level, but you do, Robert. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
That's not what No Nut November is, Chuck Landington.
So you are still using the peanut oil then?
No!
Oh.
That's just a coincidence. I use neither peanut nor olive oil.
What do you use?
Canola.
Mazola.
PP?
I use the Mazola.
Mazola Raba.
Mazola Raba. Mazola Raba. But yeah, apparently it's No Nut November. It's a tradition, I guess, on Reddit where sappers, which is a nickname for people who like to masturbate, commit to not sapping, which is not masturbating, for a month. I'm not sure, probably no sex either, which it's like,
yeah,
so if you...
It doesn't specify.
Right, no nut at all. Right. So it's if you see some men that are very tense, in the middle of the month, around Thanksgiving.
It's the end of the month.
Four days in, how about that?
They're not making it to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're right. Just let them, just know. It's no November. I feel like not nutting is the male equivalent of the stereotypical woman PMS situation.
How so? Can you elaborate on that?
You can't think straight. You're moody. Got swings. Got to get that nut out.
A woman doesn't have a choice about PMS.
That's the difference, yes. But in No Nut November, do you have a choice?
I do.
Keep nutting.
Yeah.
Nutting, honey.
Are you participating in No Nut November? Give us a ring.
Are you?
213-1. I am not. I've already failed.
Sorry, give the number. Sorry.
The phone number is 213-WIDE-NUTS. That's 213-943-3688. And it's Rob here with Sid and Darren. Noah will be joining us momentarily. And welcome to the show. I actually went to a concert this week. I'm very excited about it. It seems like such an odd and special occasion to do it nowadays. I went to see Gwar.
Well, Gwar, especially in this climate with, like, you know, all the fluids that are projected from their stage.
They're safe. Right. They're all in masks.
The fans
have to worry.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, they're interplanetary beings. I'm not sure they can contract COVID. I don't think
they could invent it.
Scum dogs. They might have invented it. But not to brag, but I was in the VIP section. and then there's a reason I'm saying this. Relax. Don't give me that look.
So very immense penis prosthetics. That's a VIP Guar show.
VIPP.
What's interesting is now, so this was at New York's Irving Plaza. And I guess now there's a new VIP bar in the basement for Irving Plaza. And so I went down there to start my evening, and I got a drink. And I noticed sitting there is Greg Gutfeld.
Let me stop
News
you right
day.
There. For Fox News, you said. I'm sorry. I'm going to cut you off. But
don't you dare ever cut me off.
How do you know? You see Greg Gutfeld somewhere. How do you know it's Greg Gutfeld immediately? I would never.
Yeah, he's like a pretty generic looking.
Yeah,
dude.
If someone
I don't
said,
know.
Hey,
he
that
looked
guy
very
over
much
there is
Greg Gutfeld.
If someone just said, hey, that guy over there is Greg Gutfeld, I might go, oh, yeah. Okay. But
you know
just,
what it is? Rob, since he's in the VIP, he was already on high alert for celebs. So every person around him, he's like, is that guy famous? What's this guy famous for? So he is honed in on Gutfeld. Like, that
said,
guy looks like a star, baby. Who is that?
No, he said, get out of the way. There's a star behind you, and I can't see him. Greg Gutfeld.
The couch.
If anyone doesn't know, Greg Gutfeld basically does the Daily Show, but like the right-wing Daily Show, sort of. It's like slightly different, but he's doing like hot takes on the news. But they're like dumb.
Like a right-wing comedy, yeah.
Yeah, it's always like punching down at poor people and stuff.
So he used to do that Red Eye show, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't do that anymore.
No, he's been promoted now. He not only does he do that Daily Show knockoff, he also does – he's like one of the co-hosts of The Five, which is their 5 p.m. hour like version of The View, you know. But
it's all men.
It's all men and one attractive woman at the end with her legs hanging out. Here's The Five. This is The Five. Here it is.
Oh, no. What's that? Jesse Walters?
Jesse
is that
Waters.
Yeah.
Waters?
Yes.
Oof.
It's a who's who of winners over here.
Jesse Waters looks like a genetic experiment gone wrong to clone the David Schwimmer.
Or like if you just extracted the Jewishness out of David Schwimmer.
So I saw him there, and I kind of had this moment of like, do I create a scene right now and tell him what a piece of shit he is? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that, you know, obviously. But ultimately, I regret it. Also, the reason I knew that it was him, by the way, is because he has a history with Guar. Because like you mentioned, he had that show Red Eye, and he would always have Odorous on the show. He's a big fan of Guar.
Mm-hmm.
He had like punk bands and metal bands. Like, didn't
right,
he
right, yeah, he's a rock. Yeah, he's a rock guy. So, I've seen him at shows before. But it was interesting to see him. Then I go upstairs to the main room. And the VIP area is like this one side of the balcony. Mm-hmm. And I kind of go to – so there's one row of seats, like kind of like theater-style seats in the VIP area. But then and those were all filled. Mm-hmm. But you could stand right behind the seats, right? So I went to the front of the line. There was no one there. And I was standing there, and I'm watching it. I'm like, oh, this is a pretty good view for Guar.
Why do you have to say it like that?
I just like saying it like that. They start, and I'm like watching. And then, like, this guy and his girlfriend kind of, like, shove in. To like, and I'm like, oh, do they just want to, like, take a peek or whatever? Mm. And so they go take a peek, and they stay for a minute, and then they, like, go away. And I'm like, all right. Then they come back and like they like push in, and I'm like, there's nowhere to push in. Like, you're just pushing into my spot at this point, you know. Yeah. Like, there's no additional room in front of me to push into because there's those chairs.
Uh-huh.
But and I'm like, who the fuck is this short motherfucker trying to push in on me? And like, look, you know, I'm tall. Normally I could see if someone wants to stand in front of me, but like the way it's angled, being on the balcony looking down, even a short person will block some part of my view because it's just looking in a certain way. And then I look and it's this fucking Gutfeld. He's the one cock blocking me from
classic Gutfeld.
I'd say that should be the episode title, but it definitely should not.
Yeah, they'll think we're just doing a best of Gutfeld material.
We get a brand new audience, and maybe, you know, he has a Google alert. He seems like the kind of guy that does have a Google alert. Hit us up like, hey, I heard what you said. Let's hang out.
He's probably friends with Andrew WK, and it happened that time we talked about him. So anything's possible.
True.
Next week on the show, Greg Gutfeld.
So when you were in the VIP area, did you see any real celebrities?
No, I mean, I saw like friends of mine from the scene, but
from the scene, ooh.
From the local New York metal scene. I don't know why that's such a controversial thing to say.
I don't know. It's just this seems so far like a long series of humble brags.
Yeah, I was hanging out, saw the gut, You know,
I'm not friends of the scene. One after another.
I'm not humble bragging about Gutfeld. How dare you? There's nothing to brag about.
Even with my grand stature, he still blocked me a little bit. Even as majestically tall and overpowering as I am, I still 1% of my field of vision was blocked.
Did you refer to security to escort him out?
I wanted to, but he had big security in his pocket. Because security was kind of telling him, like, hey, what's going on? He's like, oh, no, we just want to stand here. And they're like, all right.
What's the point of security then?
What else
did they want to do? Did security think they were about to jump off the balcony? Like, obviously they want to stand here.
Like
that's the issue.
We just want to do this blow here. Oh, okay. As long as I know about it.
Apparently, Gutfeld recently interviewed Trump.
Is that right?
September 9th. I guess it's not that surprising, but Trump gave him advice on his unvaccinated wife. Let her do what she wants, Trump said.
I mean,
was that who he was with yesterday? His unvaccinated wife, or was it a different lady?
Oh, that might have been
breaking news. Or wait, if she's unvaccinated, then should she not have been allowed into the venue?
That's
true. He has big security in his pocket.
Well, you know what? This was from a month ago, so maybe or 2 months ago now. So maybe in the time past.
You think she got vaccinated specifically so she could see Guar?
Maybe.
Maybe you're going to miss Guar. You want to do that?
Let's see who this lady is.
You know, it's the only time I enjoy myself. You're going to ruin this for me? Can't get off except at a Guar show.
You know, oh, no, it wasn't his wife. That was with him.
His wife
might have been a work colleague.
Were they
a mistress.
Was there any amorous, like, hand-holding or anything to indicate, you know, something?
No, it looked like he was there with some other people as well, not just this woman.
Bill O'Reilly?
was he canoodling with Bill O'Reilly?
I wish.
Bill O'Reilly supplies the jizz for Guar's outfits. He's a very sexual being. There's just he has more than he could handle.
Can you imagine what body fluids come out of Bill O'Reilly? Just like cake. Just like
pus everywhere.
Sponge cake comes out of his dick.
It's worse than the stuff Guar uses.
I did love that, you know, one of the big traditions at a Guar show is they kill the president.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought out Biden. And it was pretty great. It was pretty fun. Do we want to play a little clip of
sure.
the
you Biden? Did you film this?
No, I mean, they do it every day on the tour. So.
Right.
Okay, we'll use this one. Or do we do... Let's do this one. This one has a lot of views. Can you hear it?
Yes. Yeah.
Sounds like Reagan.
Oh. I think they cut out the Taliban thing. I did not see the Taliban.
Well, it's not as timely anymore. That's old news.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, that's true. They probably...
What is the turkey sound effect for?
I think that's the Afghani... That's the Farsi that the Taliban
is
speaking.
All right.
Fucking Gwar. They're so un-PC, man. Get your shit together.
Yeah, like, when Gwar resorts to this kind of lowbrow humor, it's just disgusting. And then, of course, he dies. There's something so cathartic about just one of the members of the band just, you know.
That was pretty tame, I think.
Yeah, well, I thought it did a good job of making jokes without kind of offending anybody, you know?
I mean, if I'm a member of the Taliban, I'm a little bit offended that you're saying right. that our language sounds like turkey gobbles. That's
yes.
That's a bit.
Was it that, or was it like he's just, you know, a rustic, like a rural, you know, desert dweller or whatever, and like there's livestock around.
But not turkeys.
I don't know.
No, but that Taliban guy was talking right there on stage.
Oh,
so it's not,
I didn't know.
Also, the show kind of starts interestingly, like one of the villains, I forget his name, comes out and he's like, I've killed the leader of Gwar, and they raise the odorous Urungus head.
That's cool.
And it's like, it's so fucked up.
He would like that, though. That's not...
Well, that's what... How long has it been?
It's not like he died 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Can I finish? But the punchline is that then a fan comes out. He's like, well, what'd you do, man? That was my buddy John. He was dressed in an odorous costume, and he just cut his head off. And then they killed that fan as well. So the entire meta-ness of it just made it great. Because it wasn't so he didn't actually kill Odorous. He just killed some guy dressed as Odorous and then killed his friend for complaining about it.
Okay, that's fine.
I have to ask you, Rob, you posted about this on social media, and one of the clips you posted was a woman apparently being raped.
Getting raped, yes!
And then her tits were chopped in half, and they were both spurting blood out.
The rape felt like a bit... you know, it's weird to say like Gwar's crossing the line because I mean the whole show is so absurd.
Right.
But I mean, they really did just kind of rape a woman. I don't know.
What was the context? Because your clip only started where he's like sort of missionary, pumping her.
She was being a heel. The woman I believe was kind of like a Real Housewife Kardashian type, kind of like, oh yeah, this is ground. Like, what are you guys doing? You know, whatever.
And then raping her was the punishment.
And then they raped her. Yeah, something like that.
Is this directed by Danzig?
But I
wouldn't
do want to say,
hello.
The blood coming out of the tits was a work of art. I hadn't seen that before.
I got to say, it was a technical marvel. I don't know if I support that the storyline, the narrative.
Yeah, exactly.
It was well done.
It's a feat of engineering.
The way those ripped in half tits were on pulleys, like coordinated in perfect unison.
You enjoyed the show, Rob?
I did. I enjoyed it. It was nice. It was nice to see Gwar. I really enjoyed seeing their new show. The costumes were phenomenal. They're masters of their craft. Like everything looks so great and real, and just the tiny details on certain things. Like their mic stands have dead babies on them. It's great.
Can you
confirm or deny that the rape scene is what ruined No Nut November for you?
No comment. I will not be commenting.
Would you say that their production qualities have improved over the years? Like recent years? Because I haven't looked at Gwar really since Dave Brocky died. I haven't kept up with them.
You miss the old Gwar?
I do. I mean, it's not even that. I didn't like swear off Gwar because he died. I mean, I just feel like time moves on and I haven't been that interested in Gwar as much, even though they're still cool.
They're unbelievably more polished and like a well-oiled machine, and it feels like there's a bigger cast.
Was Dave holding them back? Is that the implication?
No, not at all. It's been years now. They just, the more they do it, the better they get. They've just changed the show.
Remember we went to their, like, where they make the masks and stuff. Remember that? This was like
the slave
years ago. That was insane. They just have all this fucking plastic shit hanging around and stuff and like foam rubber.
It was very inspiring to be like, wow, these guys are real. Like, they're artists. You know? They're
they
creators.
Were like, they were making shit like while we were standing there. They were making shit, like hammering stuff and making molds of things.
They were making the costumes for the new album. Every album they kind of do a costume refresh. So,
and they were, that's some fucking work. Like, they weren't like, oh, you know, no, they were like seriously into it, sweating and like wiping. I was like, wow, this is like a fucking factory, man.
Yeah. I wonder if they're still at that place or if they've moved into somewhere else.
Should do a follow-up featurette.
Perhaps.
See if they're adhering to COVID guidelines in the factory. Maybe a workplace violation going on. You could report.
You want me to snitch on Guar?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm ready to snitch on Guar.
You just snitched on the rape.
I'm not snitching on it.
All right.
I don't think they condone rape. Maybe they just...
Oh, my God. You're not helping.
Probably not. I probably should have said that. I'm sorry. I take it back.
Not on.
Remember when you got, like, canceled for interviewing the lady in Guar?
Yeah, I thought about that, too, while I was watching them.
Is she still in the band?
She's not.
Oh, well. So you get the last laugh on that one, I guess.
I'm not sure that's the case, but sure. That was ridiculous, but not as ridiculous as the headline that I wrote the following day.
Oh, no. Greg Gutfeld rapes woman at Guar concert.
No! Stop it.
Conflating things for your own gain, Rob. How dare you?
Can't tell you anything.
Got a little blackout there. What did you inflate?
He conflated.
Oh.
Because he said he wrote a headline the next day. And I said the headline was like Greg Gutfeld raped a woman at the Guar show.
No, I did not write that, nor did that happen. No, the headline is Marilyn Manson leads prayer circle with Kanye West and Justin Bieber. Oh, what? Wow. It's like headline Mad Libs at this point. Like, what?
It's true.
Like, what?
What? So who did Greg Gutfeld rape then?
No, there was no rape.
Oh.
Stop it.
I was confused. I'm sorry. I have to wait for 2 seconds. It's fucking raping prayer circles.
So we're talking about this now. So Marilyn Manson, renowned Satanist. Marilyn Manson. So, just a little history. We've been talking about Manson. I don't know if we've really talked about it that much on the show, but a bunch of women, almost a dozen women, have come out and accused him of assault and sexual harassment and really shitty things, led by actress Evan Rachel Wood. And he was, I think it's fair to say that Marilyn Manson was canceled in the sense that he was dropped from his label. His manager dropped him, even though his manager has been implicated in this, that he was kind of like aiding him.
That's why you got to drop him, distance yourself.
Yeah.
Station stopped playing him, and nobody wanted to work with him. Then last month, Kanye West finally was releasing a new album, and I guess people still care about Kanye West. I'm shocked by that.
He's very famous.
And very famous, and continues to be very famous.
He makes sneakers.
He makes clothing, all kinds of clothing. He makes expensive Crocs.
No, I don't have Kanye West Crocs, by the way. No, you're all thinking that.
I guess as a statement on cancel culture at the listening party for his, which it's even so stupid to say that. I feel like such an idiot for saying that. Like, that's a statement. Like, in what statement? You know, like, what cancel? So he had a listening party, and for one song, DaBaby and Marilyn Manson were out there because DaBaby had just been canceled for all those dumb homophobic and
I always get DaBaby and Lil Baby mixed up. DaBaby is the one we don't like.
Yes.
The Lil Baby is okay.
The Lil Baby is okay.
Okay.
For now,
I don't like Lil
Baby.
What about Baby Daniel? Are we still okay with him?
I love Baby Daniel.
Okay.
Greg Gutfeld killed him. No, you know what? Gwar, they came on stage with a Baby Daniel head, but then it turned out it was just a fan wearing a Baby Daniel costume for Halloween. That's a great costume, by the way.
Really,
you know, you could
that.
Like have a steroid needle in your arm and like, you know, your what did he had the belt around his neck? You can just be Baby Daniel for Halloween.
Oh.
You got 361 days to work on that.
Oh, you know how people wear those costumes where there's like a doll of a person like hanging on their back or something? It could be like a Benoit crossface hanging from like the back of your neck.
Do you remember there was a rumor going around that like during the murder of his wife and child that he put the crippler crossface on his son?
Yeah, that's why I said that.
Oh, I thought you just said that as a joke.
No.
Oh. That did not happen, by the way. Autopsy confirmed that he was not crippler cross-faced. It was actually Yugi Shiroshi that he did.
Yugi Shiroshi.
Yeah.
Imagine he killed this kid with a rest hold. How disrespectful would that have been? It's like chin locked him to death.
Well, he's a kid. He could die from a rest hold.
Still, come on. Put him over if you're going to do it.
What should it be?
The crossface would be good. Like your actual finisher. Show him proper respect.
You're finishing him.
Baby Daniel's not a fucking jobber.
You don't want to hurt him.
Yes, you do. That's why he's murdering him.
Painlessly, yeah, exactly.
Oh my
I really think that's what... That's the only way I could, like... rationalize it is that he had killed his mother. He knew he was going to kill Benoit had killed his son's mother.
Yes.
Benoit knew that Benoit was going to kill himself. He didn't want his son to grow up in a world without his parents or learning what his dad did to his mom. So he killed him.
Benoit didn't raise no bastard. What?
Why didn't he kill his other son then? His other son.
Because he wasn't there. His other
go
son.
Go find him.
His other son's from a previous marriage.
You got
to
fall.
Would have passed, Darren. He would have gotten on a plane. It would
the mania would have been gone. Just advocating for more.
That
Benoit
is a pretty
killing?
Sad lack of follow through on Benoit's part, though.
Yeah.
Wait, what is? Wait,
not
what?
Killing his whole family.
What?
Just only the people in the house with you. You can't even get in a fucking Uber. Go visit some other folks.
Aunt Emily, you know, she's going to be sad, too. Stick a knife in her throat. What about Greg Gutfeld? He's a big wrestling fan. He's going to miss Chris Benoit.
Next week on Square Circle Pit, Greg Gutfeld retracing Chris Benoit's steps.
Yeah. Should have killed him, too. Come on. You don't want him to have to live in a world without Chris Benoit.
Well, you know how Bill O'Reilly does those, like, Killing Lincoln and Killing Kennedy books? Maybe, Rob, you could pitch Greg Gutfeld on a Killing Baby Daniel book.
You should do a offshoot podcast. People I've seen at Gwar shows.
And crimes I want to accuse them of.
Circle pit.
Oh my God.
People who have blocked 1% of my field of vision at a concert. Circle pit.
It was more than... I took a photo. We'll post it on the livecast social medias. Make sure to follow our social media, Facebook,
do a poll.
Twitter, and Instagram. And you let me know. I took a photo for this very, very exact reason, because I knew I'd be criticized and judged.
You've got something of a Jufro, I would say. Right?
No, it was all right. It was
probably not bigger than Rob's.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
my
say
hair
Rob's
is definitely bigger.
Jufro. He has like
it's
a
definitely
wavy.
Another Jufro.
It's like a wavy hair, Rob, but it's just very high.
Well, just like the rest of me, am I right? Yeah, come on.
Yes, we get it. You're 6'5". We get it.
No, I smoke.
I get it, too. Yes, you smoke weed. We get that, too.
So, Marilyn Manson.
All right. What does he have to do with Greg Gutfeld and Chris Benoit?
You're getting off topic, Rob. Come on.
Baby Daniel cast.
Oh, and here's Noah.
I was just going to say, Noah's about to walk into a lion's den here.
Keep her away from Guar.
Oh, wait. She had to go to the bathroom first.
Oh, what?
She'll try.
Hey, there she is.
Alia.
Hey, unmute.
It's unmuted.
Hey, there she is.
Oh,
I tried to get Buzzy's Halloween costume in here.
Oh, no.
The Batman?
Batcat? Oh.
Yeah. And the costume is so, like, it's so stupid because it came with the bat ears.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't need them because he already has them. He's a black cat.
That seems like
and this was specifically a cat costume? Because don't all cats have the back of the ears?
I know. Yeah. You know what? I don't know. This was like a last-minute Petco purchase when we're like, you know what? He's only going to be this size once, so we better dress him up.
Fair.
We better torture him now before it's too late.
Yeah.
I feel like every pet hates being dressed up. I've never seen a pet costume where the pet is excited.
Yeah, I go back and forth. Like, am I projecting my cringe onto the animal? And maybe they just don't care, you know. But
yeah, I used to like. I don't know if you guys remember. I used to have a golden retriever, and he used to love wearing my T-shirts.
Aww.
Well, that's probably just because he smelled like you.
Wait,
yeah.
So how would he wear them? Where would he put his paws through the armhole?
He would go into my closet, steal them when I wasn't home, and wear them around town. I would put my band shirts on him, and he would just like sit there, and he would be like so proud. He would like puff his chest.
Wonderful.
Oh, running around wearing a Dragon Force T-shirt.
We
were just about to start talking about Marilyn Manson.
Well, we actually did start, and then we got off on a baby Daniel tangent.
A little baby Daniel tangent, but we're talking about Marilyn Manson. So he showed up. So like he's friends with Kanye West now, I guess. And which, all right, sure. It seems like Kanye West is the only person that wants to be Marilyn Manson's friend right now.
Aww.
Like no one else wants to go near him, just because of all the accusations that were felt his way. And so Kanye West, he's been doing these gospel concerts.
The gospel of Bill Cosby.
Oh, no, well, then that's why he invited Marilyn Manson.
That's why Manson's
pretty appropriate.
Yeah.
Have you seen Kanye like going to coffee shops or whatever, and he's wearing this mask?
We talked about it last week.
Yes, he was hanging out with Michael Cohen more.
Oh, yeah. More. What is that about?
They're buddies. He just has all the nicest people as his friends.
All the best people.
So Sunday service. So I didn't realize this. I thought this was a free YouTube stream. This was a pay-per-view. This was on Triller and Fight TV. Triller is where those Jake Paul pay-per-views are streamed. So people have to pay for this Sunday service. And what the Sunday service is a performance of gospel and then a prayer. There's some clips here.
Wait, so which song did Marilyn Manson pick to perform?
Imagine. No, he did not. But so here's a little clip.
They're praying to Jesus, right?
Yes, they're praying to Jesus. And again, this is fucking Marilyn Manson, who once released an album called Antichrist Superstar. That's Marilyn Manson right there. I mean, you could tell which one
is best he's looked in years.
This is Bieber talking.
Did you crank that shit up, yo?
Wait, can you rewind that? What did he just say?
Well, thank you that you leave the 99 for the one. What does that even mean?
Or leave the 99 to
no,
the
No, you
one?
Leave the 99% of the wealth to the 1%.
Yeah, he's
like them.
He's part of the 1%, so he's just grateful. He's like, thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
No, it does sound like leave the 99 to the 1.
Or the one.
Know. Oh, Rob, your ad blocker.
And now Manson takes his mask off and says, it is I.
Yeah.
That'd be
Dark
cool.
Lord.
Bites his head off. And then fondles his wife.
So leave the 99 for the one is some sort of Bible reference.
Oh, cool.
As soon as he says, show us who you are, Chris Benoit's hand comes up from hell and puts the cripple across face on
him. Oh, that would be amazing. What a redemption story. If that happened on that day, would we have to change the date of Easter?
Yes.
Like anytime a resurrection happens, we have to update when Easter is.
If some supernatural force disrupted this hokey fucking bullshit,
yeah.
I would choose to believe in God.
And also, like, let's be fair. Chris Benoit in his time was way more famous than Jesus in his time. Jesus didn't have TV and cable and pay-per-view.
Or the
video
WWE
games and shit. Yeah.
Jesus
he didn't have
regional.
That reach.
Perfectly
like a
word-of-mouth
thing, yeah. So Benoit should get Easter.
Yeah.
Let's, Rob, start that petition.
Imagine a petition to celebrate the life of Chris Benoit on Easter rather than Jesus Christ.
No explanation. We put no explanation. Just start that petition.
Could Jesus do a diving top rope headbutt? I don't think so. Come on.
Well, if he was in like FMW though, he like and they had those like moat matches, he could walk right across that moat.
Sure.
So that would be an advantage.
And you couldn't stab him with a fork because it'd go right through the holes. he's already bleeding. You can't have a first blood match with Jesus.
He's got that crown of thorns. He give you a fucking headbutt. You're bleeding all over the place. Fuck
can't
right
win
up.
An I quit match. You gave up. Jump right on that cross. Last man standing.
Let's bring back Celebrity Deathmatch just to have Benoit versus Jesus. So where are those claymation specialists?
Messiah on a pole match? But two poles, technically.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so what the hell? Really get back to Marilyn Manson again. What the fuck is going on? What are they doing? I don't know.
I just like, you know, if his whole thing now is that he's becoming spiritual and finding himself after like tragedy or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like I would believe it if it wasn't looking like that. That's like so much for attention.
And on camera, on
and,
pay-per-view.
And being part of the elite.
With other celebrities, yeah.
Also, what's the tragedy that he got caught raping somebody? That's not exactly
yeah.
a tragedy. That's like,
have you seen his album sales, Darren? They've tragically
right.
dipped.
Fair.
He's denied it, too.
He's causing the tragedy.
Yeah.
I just saw, you know, I put in the links at some point, but there was an article that showed the house that he put for sale. And, you know, like the posting showed photos from inside the house. And, like, it just looked like a regular, like, hotel house. There was nothing creepy or anything like Marilyn
Manson. Well, he probably,
Manson
like, un-Mansoned it before putting it on the market, just
yeah.
assuming that. Most people in that price range don't want a Marilyn Manson house. They just want a nice house.
Don't you, I guess the price range probably, that's a good point. I was going to say, there must be some nut out there that wants to live in a Marilyn Manson five house, you know. But
he can't afford that shit.
His house doesn't look like that. He's walking around in cat litter.
It's like a regular old house. Looks like a
yeah.
woman's home.
I mean, you got those kind of church-like windows there, but that's about it.
The house isn't masculine enough for you, Noah?
I know. I just feel like a woman, like it has like a woman's touch or something.
It's
like
the interior designer was a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of this is his. None of this was
yeah.
there when he lived there. It's just like nice.
That's a great
chairs.
Point as well. They absolutely could have just staged it as well after
yeah.
like he moved out.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you don't see any of his touches.
Fucking Art Deco stuff.
Yeah, like he's not going to have this.
A Jane Marnie print, whoever that is.
Oh,
look at that beautiful Marilyn Manson backsplash.
Yeah, exactly. I do believe he would have the dark cabinetry like that.
Yeah.
I do. This is definitely on trend. I love his gym is just two ellipticals. This I believe. He just does a little bit of cardio.
Who sits on number two?
Maybe this is where the sex stuff happens.
Yeah, whoever his prisoner is. Or Twiggy Ramirez if he's in town. Sometimes he crashes.
He wants them to stay in shape as he's holding them. As he is, like, throw them in a room with just two ellipticals.
He tricks them. He puts them on the bike blindfolded, and they think they're biking to freedom, and then he takes the blindfold off. He's like, nope, you're still in the dungeon. Sorry. They're very sad about it.
Voodoo Chaos in the live chat says Manson grew up in a religious community and went to Catholic school in Ohio.
Oh.
And that he is not canceled. Voodoo Chaos says he saw tons of girls at the last Slipknot show wearing his shirt.
Oh, but he's like professionally canceled though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brian true. Quick says, I guess he was also dropped from a movie. Brian Quick says, who knew Marilyn Manson had an eye for interior design? I don't know. I feel like he was a... This is an art stuff.
But also, it looks like he just had a bunch of fun on like Wayfair and just ordered a shit ton of stuff.
That's why I believe Sid's hypothesis that this is stage after. Because also I read in some of these allegations that he had a house and also he had an apartment on like Sunset or something where he would ring women. So maybe he had two different
where
locations.
He would rape women. What?
Well, allegedly.
Okay.
But yeah, so I don't know. This whole thing is, I agree with what you guys are saying. It seems very calculated. It's hard to like feel any sympathy or empathy. It's just like, what the hell are all of you doing?
But his whole thing was always like hanging out with weird random celebrities. He put them in his music videos and shit. So this is just more of that same thing.
Who before?
Fucking Leif Garrett in that one video in the back of the limo with him and stuff like that. Just like random people. Now it's all right.
That's a really random celebrity.
Yeah.
Leif Garrett. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I think it was Leif Garrett.
Leif
he was
Garrett,
like a 70s pop idol kind of guy. And then he did a Vince Neil where he crashed his car and his best friend like got paralyzed from it.
Jeez.
There was a whole behind the music about it. It was very touching. They reunited.
Yeah.
This is like a one-man boy band.
Yeah.
In the 70s.
Oh, this guy looks pretty rough.
I'm pretty sure that's who was in the Manson video.
Didn't he look rough when he was, like, not rough? He looked kind of he's like a weird guy to be a pop
idol.
The
70s had a lot of very strange-looking heartthrobs. Elliot Gould was a heartthrob in the 70s. I mean, it was a different time.
That's exactly who came to mind when you said that. Sean Connery.
Well, Sean Connery I could sort of see being a heartthrob. But, like, Dustin Hoffman.
Mm-hmm. Was he a heartthrob?
He was a handsome young lad, I would say. He didn't look he looked as an old man.
All right.
He's not a hideous old.
Sid, who's your type of
from
a guy?
The 70s?
Yeah.
Roger Moore.
I was a big Roger Moore guy. That's always my Bond is Roger Moore.
Same. I like the other Bonds too, but I mean he's the best. Sean Connery is the best actor to play Bond, but Roger Moore is the best suited to that role for me.
Yeah. Though I haven't seen many of Daniel Craig's. I think I only saw the first one.
He's good.
I've sort of fallen off of the Bonds.
The only one that really sucks is Quantum of Solace.
Mm-hmm.
The
name alone is just like, look how smart we are. All these words, they don't make any sense together. We just put them there.
But that's what most Bond titles are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Octopussy.
That's true. That's the dumbest one, I think. That was such a joke on the second grade school bus. You know,
for
Octopussy.
Sure.
It's Octopussy this, Octopussy that for like 6 months.
I still can't believe we're allowed to say it. I have to put that on TV, that word. How dare they?
So I wanted to move on to this other crazy story. Unless we had something else to mention about Chris Benoit, somehow tying him into
We'll find a connection. You just throw the stories at us. We'll keep finding the connection.
We're going to tilt it away from whatever the story is.
That should be the show from now on every week. It's just the news of the week tied back to the Chris Benoit murders somehow.
Sure.
I mean, that would make a great, like a niche podcast.
Yeah. Ain't nobody else touching
nobody
that fucking
that.
Third rail. We're out there on the fucking borders for the people.
It'll be as big as cereal was when it first came out.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm not joking.
Well, speaking of cereal,
society.
He chopped his son up into little pieces, just like cereal.
Oh my God.
No, he strangled him. I'm kidding.
We could do like alternate reality versions of the murder. That could be like that'll be the Patreon.
Choose
we'll like
own.
Draft alternate scenarios of the family killing.
That was a great idea,
do,
by the way.
You know, on our Patreon. Speaking of Patreon, we just
We
just did a episode where we followed the WWE Undertaker Choose Your Own Adventure video. I think WWE should do one where you go into the house of Chris Benoit.
Let's pitch it to them.
And try to stop the murder.
Is baby Daniel in the urn? It's like a
how did we not
urn.
Make that connection?
I don't know.
Yesterday.
Spoiler alert, we did not think to make a baby Daniel joke during that episode somehow.
So, yeah, to expand on what Darren mentioned, the Netflix movie about the New Day at the Undertaker's Mansion, Escape from Undertaker's Mansion or something like that.
Escape the Undertaker.
Escape the Undertaker, that's it. We watched it, and we experienced it together, and I think we had a really great time. The movie itself, very thin on plot, much like WWE as a whole. But it was a really fun time. You could watch that and tons of bonus episodes, tons of bonus epis at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. $5 a month, we post 2 bonus episodes a month. And video versions of the free weekly podcast and some other cool stuff. So definitely check that out. So I wanted to talk about this story about the this fella right here. Ohio father shoots son for playing guitar too long. This is the father.
Oh. This is a gray-haired man who sort of looks like a Kenny Rogers type, except his face is beat to fucking hell.
Like he has like a skin disease.
Yeah, flesh-eating virus or something.
An Ohio father took the no stairway rule a bit too far by accidentally shooting his son after his son was practicing guitar for an hour.
What's We've the stairway been, rule?
You don't play stairway. It's from Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank. Oh, wow. Look at that. A link for someone who questioned.
Science says no stairway to heaven.
According to WKRC, Fred Hensley Sr. told police he shot his son with a .380 pistol because his son was playing for over an hour, and ultimately he was aiming for the guitar.
Oh, my God.
Not his son. Sr. did shoot the guitar, but the bullet went through and pierced 50-year-old Hensley Jr. in the stomach.
Isn't this what happened to Alec Baldwin?
Not quite.
Wait, so the son is 50 somehow? I thought this was like a kid living with
I don't
like
care.
A 50-year-old dude who lives with his elderly 80-year-old dad.
Yeah, who cares?
This is like 100 times sadder now.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
It's like a just less of a loss if you knock this guy off.
Well, sure, but oh my God.
Wait, hold on. What is that? Okay, Senior did shoot the guitar, but the bullet went through. Wait, I was reading that.
And it went through and hit Junior in the stomach.
But then there's a line after that.
Yeah, so then Junior got up and beat the shit out of his dad for shooting him in the stomach. Emergency crews arrived and separated the two. So his dad got the worst of it.
I have to say, that makes it even sadder for Junior, because to beat the shit out of an 80-year-old and not kill him? Like, how fucking weak are you that an 80-year-old could take a beating from you and walk away?
Just a bunch of blood from a gunshot wound.
I guess fair. Okay, fair. All right. I guess that makes sense.
And also he's a guitar player. Come on. They're weak.
Probably malnourished.
Do we know what he was playing?
Stairway
was
to
he
heaven?
Actually
I don't
playing
know
stairway? No.
No, that's me assuming. There was no confirmation.
Wait, you lied in a news article or injected your opinion?
Well,
yeah, called metal injection.
There is another stairway rule, by the way. I don't know if you guys know
this. Oh, here we go.
If you're going to murder your 5-year-old son,
Don't
you do it at the top of a stairway so that the cops have a harder time getting up there to stop you.
Yeah, good to know.
They're very out of shape. If it's like a spiral staircase especially, then they won't even bother. They're just like, all right, fine. Just,
that's why
whenever
Marilyn
you're
Manson.
Done, come down, we'll arrest you.
Why Marilyn Manson has all that modern architecture in his place. When cops try to stop him raping a woman, they're all out of breath.
Distracted.
Yeah. They look at the Andy Warhols on the wall. That's modern art, right? You know, I don't know what it means, but oh yeah, we gotta stop the rape up there.
So in that article, I saw that it said that the senior guy's bail is $60,000. Do you think he's gonna charge his son $60,000 for rent?
His son doesn't have $60,000. That son is clearly unemployed.
Well, he could sell my guitar.
He's facing felony assault and domestic violence. Felony assault? That's insane. The dad. Also, it's a $60,000 bond, so I believe he would only have to put up $6,000.
And the son is pressing charges?
That's what I was going to ask.
Well, the felony assault charges means that the government is pressing the charge.
Oh.
Thanks, Biden.
No, but isn't it the person doesn't hold it against you, then you can... You know, you can resolve it without.
But maybe not if the gun is involved and the cops find out about it at that point. It might.
If it's that serious.
Where is this again? What state?
Ohio.
Oh.
So did he miss the guitar or did he shoot both the guitar?
He shot through the guitar into the stomach.
Okay.
That's what happened in the Alec Baldwin case. It went through the woman and hit. The director was behind
So you're saying the woman was just like a guitar?
A woman is not a guitar.
Accessory.
Well, according to Alec Baldwin, maybe.
Oh, shit.
Too soon?
No. It's perfectly okay. I mean, you're talking about a dead baby. There's no such thing as too soon.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, who's the baby?
Daniel.
Baby Daniel. I thought you meant in the Alec Baldwin. I thought he shot a baby, too, or something.
It is kind of crazy to think baby Daniel would be, like, 26 or something like now, or, like, in his 20s at least.
He'd be in WWE himself and also have post-concussion syndrome and probably be beating up his girlfriend as we have this show. So really, Benoit did that, whoever that woman would have been, a favor.
And if he listened to our show, he would know to do it at the top of the stairway.
Chris Benoit might be alive today.
Yeah. Help
next week on Squared Circle Pit.
Well, I feel like this story could be them if baby Daniel was still alive.
Yeah.
Benoit
shot him.
Yeah.
Now I'm picturing him like doing the crossface while like the guitar and the strap is on grown up Daniel.
Well, you know,
just, like, breaking the neck of the guitar while he's breaking his son's neck.
You know when a guy likes to show off his strength, they do a spot where he suplexes two guys, you know, like a giant. So he could just put the crossface on the son and the guitar at the same time.
Yeah.
I love
just
that.
Like imagining it. It works.
So maybe just ask your child in the future to stop playing as opposed to shooting them.
Well, when they're 50, they're not a child, Rob. Let's make that clear.
I mean, it's still subjective.
It's still his child.
Oh,
still his child. He's still my baby.
It's just a little boy I carry.
To the emergency room. Wow.
Well, he can't hock the guitar if it has a bullet hole in it.
It's a collector's item now.
I guess so.
Whose collector's item?
You will make an NFT out of it. Someone will buy it.
Oh. Yeah, I guess because the story like made them kind of famous.
Yeah. It probably still plays. I've seen guitars with holes in them that people still play.
I heard that guy that got his weenus locked up in a chastity cage is going to sell the chastity cage now on eBay.
Yeah, he should. We should get it for Rob, and then Rob could get his weenus.
How do you know Rob hasn't gotten it?
I'm not getting locked up.
That's the way to enforce No Nut November.
I refuse.
Oh yeah, are you gonna? Are you doing No Nut November?
No.
Oh.
No. It's November 2nd.
Too late. It's too late. I've already failed.
Well, you could do mostly No Nut November. Like, you know, you got 28 days left. Still significant.
I have no interest in such a thing. There will be plenty of nuts in November.
How many nuts would you estimate will occur in November?
I cannot.
As many
cannot
as there
say.
Are behind him in his background.
More than 30 days past November, right? So more than 30?
No. I wouldn't say more than 30.
15?
Maybe.
Are you counting self nuts?
Second
I would think so.
Yeah.
We're learning about Rob's nut cadence right now.
Circadian nut rhythm.
Self nuts absolutely count towards No Nut November. Or, yeah, you're not supposed to.
Right. Yeah, for the No Nut November, but I was just asking about total nuts. Just forget about No Nut November.
Uh-huh.
Just wondering.
Will you watch the movie Mixed Nuts? Does that count?
What is Mixed Nuts again?
Isn't Steve Martin in that? It's like a holiday film, perhaps.
I remember just Steve Martin, and I don't have no recollection what it is.
I don't think that's besides the point.
This is the most like sprayed vector tangential show we've done in like months and months. What the fuck are we talking about?
It's as long as Rob's nuts are.
But my not as tangled, I hope. His nuts, I mean, aren't.
Well, yeah. Rob, want to show us?
I don't want to show you, but...
Artist rendering? Imagine some guy comes in and sketches Rob's nuts, and then it's like Uncle Junior in The Sopranos, and he's like, that doesn't fucking look like me! What the fuck's wrong with this guy?
I'm picturing you more like the scene in Titanic.
What,
Rob,
draw
like,
me?
Laid
like,
out on a, on
draw
a...
me like your French nuts?
Yeah. Where are we? What's happening?
I don't know. Baby Daniel. Let's
oh,
always fall
right.
back on the old standby as Chris fell on him. With a back
as the authorities stood by and let it happen because he was upstairs.
Since he was a small, diminutive child, do you think he put a figure two on the... So wrong. Too wrong.
Well, today is election day. Let me try
hey.
To transition. I went out and voted. It was nice.
Yeah.
Nice quiet day at the voting booth. And I wanted to actually highlight one of the people running.
Did you voted for?
I did not vote for this person. This person was not running in my district even, so I...
But you would have if she was.
I would.
So this is Tina Forte I'm talking about. And Tina Forte is a Republican opponent to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And this woman is quite a character. I just wanted to say she is tailor-made for the live cast. I like to bring her on, actually. But, yeah, I want to play this video.
Ask your boy Greg Gutfeld. He probably has the contact info.
You're right. Where she discusses certain accusations wielded at her.
No. There's a certain charm there.
No, isn't it weird that your old roommate is running for office now?
So this woman is so New York, and of course she has a cameo. So
Oh my God!
So I want to just play a few little clips.
Do enough people know her for this?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Guess so.
She looks like Lady Gaga if. Oh boy.
Oh, so that's her, like, pitch.
She is an attractive woman. I mean, until she starts talking, she's an attractive physically. She's an attractive woman, I would say.
She looks too much like Russian women I've grown up around, and it really just kind of does not work for me.
It doesn't work once she starts talking. I lose any interest. But...
Always young.
Out of breath? But not this year? This year we can go vote blue, though?
Aggressive birthday message.
Yeah.
Let's see one more.
Did she say her name is Tina 40?
Yeah.
Tina 40. That's an interesting way to be.
That time it sounded like Ford. What?
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 Oh my God, Rob.
She's going to punch you in the face, motherfucker. She's trying to claim motherfucker as a catchphrase, I think.
It seems like it, yes.
Is it on her campaign slogans?
I would hope so.
I don't know.
Wait, okay, how about that one? She looks like Madonna.
A little bit. I see it.
The same thing every time.
You live in a blue state.
Yeah, what? Isn't she running for office in one?
She's trying to fucking take it down from the inside, all right, motherfucker?
Wow.
I do think, though, like, this kind of accent, it is kind of like a...
It's a lost art, I think.
Yeah, like, you don't really hear this kind of accent anymore in New York.
Yeah, agreed.
The only problem with the accent, it's not the accent itself, because I agree with you, it does carry some nostalgic qualities for me. But it's nowadays, it's always attached to some reactionary, like, you know, these fucking people are moving in here, they all these Chinese restaurants, you know what I'm saying? There's no gabagool stores anymore. It's like... You can't separate them. That's the problem. I do, like, there is some bone in my body that's like instinctively, like, I hear that and I'm like, oh, I get a little chill from my childhood years. You know what I mean? But then she's just like, oh, you want to get fucking pushed in the fucking face? And it just like sort of makes me conflicted. You know?
I know, but that's like a part of it for me, I guess. Like, I would rather keep some of that around so that it doesn't go extinct.
Yeah, you're never going to hear, like, a socialist, you know.
Yeah, we got a fucking season means of production at worker cooperative. You know what the fuck is,
motherfucker?
Motherfucker! Punch a fucking Nazi in the face tomorrow, motherfucker!
Workers, rise up, you piece of shit!
Fucking Richard Spencer! My fucking balls, Richard Spencer!
Not on!
Richard Spencer, your mother's a fucking whore, Richard Spencer. The fuck out of here.
Trans rights are human rights, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Here's your fucking Nazi flag. I wipe my fucking ass with your Nazi flag.
You better respect their pronouns before your pronouns become was and were. All right? Okay. Motherfucker. That's good.
That was really good.
Nailed it.
All right, this one seems calmer. Oh, never mind.
Good no job. Jesus.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Fucking future.
No, thank
your
you.
Best of luck in your future fucking endeavors.
I like that.
She just sort of her with her rasp. She sort of sounds like the Italian Mindy Mayer.
Right.
Let's see this one where she's all dressed up in bedazzled, and we could move on.
Love your restaurant, Denny.
Oh, I agree with something she said, finally.
Oh,
You know, all we got to do is have Trump survive fucking his arteries being clogged by fucking Arby's every day. And if he makes it to 2024, we're going to fucking ride that red wave.
So that brings us to another cameo.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Phil Avante. Looking great over here. Jeez.
Like you talking about Gabagool too? Or,
Should we play his intro? Let's see what he's offering
sure.
here.
Awesome.
Have you wait? Okay, so before you play it, the one on the like on the right with the red shirt. Have you ever like right before like kissing someone? Have you like opened your eyes when you're so close to their face? I feel like that's what's happening.
And you just all of a sudden start having second thoughts.
I just want to
look for
cheek.
The exit.
Turn my cheek.
You look up and it's actually Phil Avante.
Yeah, you look pumped.
Pumped to get that money.
Mr. Charisma over here. Man,
pumped
this is a really unflattering photo.
Oh,
you're right.
I feel like I'm getting
raped.
Can you choose what thumbnail show?
I think it's just the first frame of the video.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, Gage.
No, I thought he was saying he was Gage's dad.
I was
jealous?
My dad thought I was cool.
Yeah. Can I record a short cameo? Gage, happy 19th birthday. What the fuck are you doing having All That Remains as your favorite band? Please stop. Please reconsider your life choices. All right? And happy birthday.
Well, he seemed very sincere about it.
Yeah, almost too sincere. I'm like uncomfortable.
A little awkward about it, pacing around in his chair. Not as pro as Dave Mustaine, I will say. I love how he's totally blown out. Shot. You can't even see him.
He's in like sunlight. They're setting up the stage behind him.
There we go.
Can I ask a question about something he said in that? So I guess the guy he was talking to is a soldier who was stationed in San Diego. If your entire like military service is being stationed in San Diego, do we still have to thank you for your service? Because
yeah.
It seems like just getting to live in San Diego and hang out is thank you enough, right? Like we don't have to thank them.
I think technically you still have to thank them.
I think they get deployed from San Diego.
Well, if they get deployed, maybe they don't get deployed. Maybe they just get to hang out in San Diego.
It's a vacation.
Yeah. They got fish tacos over there.
Do we have
fuck
to out
of here with your deployment.
Fuck out of here. Sister's ass.
Do we have to thank anyone for their service? Like, what? When did this start?
Society tells us. Like,
sure.
if they do it on flights, I assume that's universal then. Like, they get to be seated first, and then they always on the PA, they say, thank you for your service.
Do they go before, like, pregnant women and stuff?
I think it's around the same time.
They're both in priority.
No, yeah.
I want to say, I never had this option before, but when I was traveling last week and I was checking in, it said, do you want to add priority for $20?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, because I wasn't checking a bag or anything. I was like, this is how you get priority by just paying. Like if it pops up, you pay $20. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I had an American Airlines flight, which ended up getting canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And
like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, that American Airlines flight was with Kanye West at the trip service.
So I had to like have a flight the next morning at like 6 a.m. from St. Louis. And the TSA line was so long And it took for, like, there were no cabs at 4 in the morning. No, I don't have pre-check.
You got to get pre-check.
I'm not, who am I, the Illuminati?
I have pre-check.
Are you the Illuminati?
You just go to an office, you answer a few questions.
I don't believe you need
like
to be
years.
In the Illuminati, yeah, to have pre-check. You just have to go and inconvenience yourself one time for 6 or 7 years of service at the airport.
I've already heard about this. But anyway, the $20 saved me that long-ass line. I just got to, like, skip everybody, and I got to my gate in time. Otherwise, I would have that flight as well.
So it's priority through security as well as boarding?
Yeah, there's a TSA, and then you can go – there's the regular TSA line for, like, the plebs,
mm-hmm.
and there's one for the special priority people.
It doesn't seem very secure. Like, if I'm a terrorist and I pay $20, I can just
I have to go through the TSA agent. I just got to skip a line of, like, 700 people.
Line. No, that's different. No, what do you have against pre-check, by the way? Seems like –
I thought you have to, like, go and they have to vet you and like,
it's like a few
they
minutes.
Approve.
You book your appointment online. You fill out a questionnaire online. And then you go there. You give them your ID. I think, do they fingerprint you maybe?
Yeah, they take your fingerprints.
Yeah, I don't like the fingerprint part.
Why?
The less information the government has on me, the happier I am.
They probably have fingerprints from something.
Yeah, exactly. They already
stuff
have
all the time.
You use an iPhone. They know everything about your life already.
Well, I don't do the fingerprint scan on it, but I guess
also,
they know everything else.
It's the TSA. They just look at you, see if you're white, and then if you are, they don't bother you.
Yeah, you're good, Noah.
You're excused anyway.
Imagine the advantages baby Daniel would have had through TSA if he had lived long enough to fly somewhere. Sad. What a waste.
But he would have had pre-check.
Yeah. But you could just bring him in with the luggage.
Well, now, yeah, he's very foldable.
Jesus.
Chris Benoit could fold anybody up, Sid.
It's true. I don't want to denigrate the skill.
What was that?
That was God punishing me. No, my printer fell over.
Oh, it sounded like baby Daniel falling down the stairs.
Why you kill baby Epson? Five-year-old multifunction baby.
Not to step on your joke, but it works better with the actual name, which is brother. Yeah, Rob, drink that water.
Like Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the metal injection.
Oh, no.
Metal Injection Livecast Music Parade.
Mm.
Hit up our Spotify, or hit up Spotify, search for the Metal Injection Livecast Music Break. We throw up some jams. You can listen to them. And here's what this week I picked. Snacky Poo by Limp Bizkit. There's a new Limp Bizkit album out. I don't know if you guys know this.
So do you actually like this song? Like, you sent me this link, and I was like, really?
No.
'Cause like,
I saw that Ben... that Vince from way to give it away, Noah, from Metal Sucks liked it.
I mean, I don't hate it. I listen to it. I don't hate it. It sounds like a Limp Bizkit album. If you like listen to Limp Bizkit, you will enjoy it. If you're not a fan of what they do, you will not enjoy it. There's some good riffs on it.
What's it called?
The album is called Still Sucks. Limp Bizkit still sucks.
They know what they're doing.
Is Wes Borland still in the band?
Yeah, he's the highlight of the band.
DJ Lethal?
Yes. John Otto.
Who?
Sam Rivers.
I don't know who those people are.
John Otto is the drummer. Sam Rivers is the bassist.
Were they always?
Yep.
I'm proud of myself for never knowing that before today. Nice.
Isn't Sam Rivers the guy from Sirius that does the wrestling?
Yeah. No, you're thinking of Melissa Rivers.
Oh, right.
What?
Who? Sam Roberts. That was my
name. Oh, Sam Roberts.
So I picked that because it's a silly song. It's the silliest song on it. There's some okay songs on the album. This one's just like a dumb, silly. I mean, the song is called Snacky Poo, so it kind of gives you.
The album's called Still Sucks. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't take it seriously. It's good. They have their cake and eat it too. They're like, oh, we're just kidding around. So it kind of gives them leeway to do silly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So song parodies?
No song parodies.
No. So it's not that.
Karen, what did you pick?
I picked Flavor in Your Ear by Craig Mack, a mid-1990s hip-hop hit. And I had a little story, if you'll indulge me, about tangentially related to Craig Mack. It doesn't involve Baby Daniel.
I don't know if we have time for that then.
I was working at this store, and a girl came in, and, you know, I was just helping her. I was 20 years old, I think. And Craig Mack starts playing in the store, and she says, oh, that's my cousin. Like, yeah, bullshit, you know. And we just kind of struck up a conversation. And then everyone gathered around, like, are you really Craig Mack? And it became a topic of debate.
How loud was the conversation that everyone heard?
It was a small store. You know, it was like probably five people working there. And she whips out her driver's license, and it says so-and-so Mack on it, right? I'm like, oh, okay. And then she had, like, in her wallet, because there were no cell phones, she had a picture of her with Craig Mack. I was like, oh, okay, we believe you. And then she says, I don't know, I guess I made an impression on her. This is, by the way, very clearly a like sort of a masculine, like a lesbian. She's very like male presenting, you know. And she's for some reason took a liking to me, and she was like, do you want to hang out? We exchanged numbers. So you want to hang out when you get off? I was like, okay. I met her in Union Square, and she was with her girlfriend, who was like a 10. She was like a supermodel. And I was like, but I had a girlfriend at that time. So I was like, what's going on here? Is there like some, like threesome direction going here? Like,
maybe they wanted a sperm donor.
But they never like explicitly were like, hey, come over. But they were flirting with me. And I think I blurted out like, hey, I have a girlfriend. I can't really. And they were like, oh.
Okay. Why'd you come here?
I don't know, because they were nice. I mean, I was like, and also it was like I wanted to see where this was going. But
one day I will tell this story on my podcast.
Yes, I could have potentially fucked Craig Mack's cousin.
And we have her Craig Mack's cousin on the line right now.
Greg Mack, that's a whole different person. Darren, you were misled.
Yeah, it was Greg Gutfeld.
Right.
But yeah, that was an interesting day in my life, I guess.
Wow.
One of the most awkward conversations I've ever had, because like I didn't want to assume they're trying to bang and then they're not. They're just being nice. I've always been like that, like scared to – I don't want to just – it seems presumptuous to just think somebody wants to fuck you, and then they might not, you know.
So
and they were beating around the bush.
Did the evening end as soon as you mentioned the girlfriend, or did you continue, like, hanging out?
No, well, it was getting late anyway, and we were just sitting in Union Square on a bench.
Oh, okay. So I was going to ask.
We talked some more, and then we kind of split up, but then never called each other again. Like, that was the only time. I think the actual cousin of Craig Mack came in the store again a couple of times and said hello to me, but
okay,
that was, like, the end of it. So.
Did you guys play any chess games at Union Square?
No. But there's Noah's referring to the guys that chess hustlers. They set up these chess tables in Union Square and they hustle tourists and play them for money, which I think is cool. I saw a guy with backgammon there the other day.
So you can say back acne.
He might have had it. Baby Daniel. I don't need a reason anymore. I'm just going to say it.
Steroids give you back acne, so it makes sense.
But anyway, Craig Mack, Flavor in Your Ear, great song.
Yes.
Sid, what did you pick?
I picked You Gotta Burn by the Dwarves because they are a great, great punk rock kind of band from, I guess, the 90s. They're still around, I think, but they had their heyday was the 90s, and they're just awesome punk rock and roll and very inappropriate subject matters, and this was one of the best songs from their best album.
Are any of
opinion.
Their songs about killing your 7-year-old baby?
Maybe not killing, but maybe fucking.
What?
Probably not that young, but there's like a, I don't remember which album it was on. I don't think it's on this one. Maybe it's on this one. There's like a hidden track that's just like a voicemail recording of a girl calling the lead singer and complaining about how, like, she went to their show and he didn't fuck her last night, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, she mentions that it was just, like, her 15th birthday or something. I don't know if it's a real voicemail or they just did that to be edgelords, but that's, like, a thing on.
Well, do we know that she's 15 at the time she's saying that? What if she's talking about, like, 5 years ago?
Yeah, no, I think the impression is that this is, like, she's talking about something that happened the night before.
Oh, okay. Ugh, gross. Yeah, you know, that we just posted in the Discord, somebody unearthed a video of Chris Collinsworth